Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, October 13th, 2015 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. I want to start with a quick correction to yesterday's SHA-1 story, and thanks for Peter for pointing this out. The SHA-1 collision reported yesterday was what's called a free start collision. The big difference here is that the attacker was able to pick the initialization vector, so this is not necessarily applicable to a collision for a real SHA-1 hash, where the attacker would not necessarily be able to pick the initialization vector, and with that would have a much harder time finding a collision. However, this is still a significant weakness in SHA-1, and as a result should still be taken serious and should be taken as yet another reason to probably retire SHA-1 rather sooner than later. And Guy today wrote a nice diary about some graphing tools that he's using to visualize network traffic. With this diary, we also got a couple of real good comments with additional links to related resources. Most importantly, probably the Security Visualization Project or SecWis.org. And Apple recently removed applications from the App Store that did install additional root certificates. The applications affected were in part ad blockers because these ad blockers did inspect the traffic by using their own root certificates, so they essentially could play man in the middle with those certificates, so they could remove any ads from the traffic. Apple says that this is really not the right way of going about it. Safari on iOS does have actually an API that allows ad trackers to remove any advertisements from content displayed in Safari. These root certificates, on the other hand, do expose the user of the device to additional threats because there's really no limit what someone could do with these root certificates when it comes to inspecting traffic going to and from the device. Overall, Apple, of course, tries to differentiate itself a little bit by being more privacy conscious, and this is probably yet another way how Apple tries to ensure that the user data cannot be intercepted by any third party. At least one of the affected applications has announced that they will now just use Apple's API for Safari. Of course, this may make the ad blocker less effective for other applications like Facebook and the like. The latest version of OS 10.11 or El Capitan includes a new security feature that is causing some headaches. This security feature is SIP, or the System Integrity Policy. What this does is that it prevents all users, including root, from writing to certain directories, like for example /system. Now, you can still update files in that directory as long as you do so via Apple's special tools like the updater signed by Apple. So with that, you can only really update binaries that Apple approves in these directories. This is, of course, increasing the overall system security, but is also causing some headaches if you're trying to install your own software or trying to make modifications to these system binaries. Now, there is one official way to disable SIP. In order to do that, you have to boot the system into rescue it until the next reboot when you can enable it again. So that is accomplished the same thing without rebooting the system. This tool is called, first of all, you need to compile the tool yourself. It does compile a kernel extension, but in a kernel extension signing certificate from Apple, which apparently isn't approved very often, but that will allow you to compile this kernel extension. Then you can look. Overall, I would be very careful about installing any tool like this. For the most part, you don't really need to change anything in /system in order to run your own software. You can install it somewhere else, and it really does enhance the protection off the operating system somewhat, because it does not allow anybody, including someone who would obtain root on your system, to modify these critical system binaries. And just a quick update on my PGP challenge from yesterday. So far, I believe I received 3 encrypted emails, so quite a ways from the 12 emails I sort of asked for. Still kind of confirms that really the use of PGP is not all that widespread. And remember, it's Patch Tuesday, so we should expect some Microsoft patches. Adobe also announced some patches for Tuesday, so be ready for it, and talk to you again tomorrow.